This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump abruptly walked out of a meeting at the White House Wednesday with congressional Democrats as a partial government shutdown heads into its 20th day. The president met with congressional Republicans at the Capitol and said he would do whatever it takes to get a border wall with Mexico. Later at the White House, the president abruptly left a meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer when they said they would not pay the nearly $6 billion the president wants for the wall.
So I said to him, Mr. President, the evidence of what's happening there does not support the crisis that you describe, and therefore the solution you suggest, because we have a better idea of how to keep our country safe.
Senate Minority Leader Schumer said the president was not willing to hear any proposals that did not include his border wall.
And when Leader Pelosi said she didn't agree with the wall, he just walked out and said we have nothing to discuss. So he said it was a waste of his time.
Later, Vice President Mike Pence said that President Trump is not willing to compromise on border security.
What the president made clear today is he is going to stand firm to achieve his priorities, to build a wall, a steel barrier on the southern border, add additional personnel, additional resources, additional reforms to stem the crisis that we face on our southern border.
800,000 federal workers remain furloughed or continue to work without pay. Meanwhile, U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is planning to leave the Justice Department when a new attorney general takes office. Rosenstein has overseen former FBI Director Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, something that President Trump calls a witch hunt. This is VOA News.